In fact, I ran in 2012 in this district against Rodney Davis and fell short by 0.3 percentage point. We unfortunately had a liberal independent on the ballot that year who split the vote just enough to have me fall short by 0.3 point and allowed Mr. Davis to go off to Washington as an accidental congressman.
Why are you running again?
Well, you know, I've been on the sidelines since then. I've spent some time working as the assistant director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. I've gone back into working in emergency medicine. And I've been on the sidelines watching as subsequent, more conservative, less passionate Democrats have lost by 50 to 60 times what I lost by. And I can't keep watching. I can't see. Mr. Davis represents a minority of this district. And we need the right kind of Democratic candidate to get out there and draw the votes needed to send him home from Washington.
The 13th district was drawn to be a toss-up district. How come the Democrats can't get over the hump?
Well, like I say, we essentially won the thing in 2012, just had the misfortune of having a gentleman who was saying all the same things as me about climate change and campaign finance reform and single-payer health care and gay marriage and a woman's right to choose. You know, the voters of this district by 7 points picked a candidate who's on my side of those issues. They just had the misfortune of splitting that vote just enough to allow Mr. Davis to go to Washington by a razor-thin margin. And since then, we've been running candidates that don't seem to energize voters to get out, or and who perhaps don't speak to independents or thoughtful Republicans who are looking for someone that actually cares about them. I've spent 25 years providing care to people up and down this district, being an ER doctor in Bond County and Madison and DeWitt and Champaign and McLean counties, and I think people have come to understand that David Gill does the things that he does simply because he cares deeply about their well-being. And so, you know, I've demonstrated the ability to secure the votes needed to achieve victory here.
If you go to Washington, what will be your priorities as congressman?
Healthcare, certainly. You know, I think we're on the cusp of doing amazing things in healthcare. I think that we saw that as the Republicans battled in the House to push forward a bill that Rodney Davis was in support of, that they are completely bought and sold by the for-profit private health insurance industry. For 25 years, I've been a member of a group called Physicians for a National Health Program. I've been pushing for single-payer health care over that period of time, and almost 60% of the American public now wants to see that. We just need guys like me in Washington to help lead the charge and make that happen. I think as well, we need to allow people to have the opportunity to better themselves. And I think they can do that if they have access to college and universities and trade schools without killing themselves with incredible loads of debt. So I'd stand for tuition-free access to that type of education. And I think that we should pay people appropriately. People that work 40 hours a week shouldn't have to live in poverty. And so I'm a proponent of a $15 an hour minimum wage. I don't think that you should be working hard for 40 hours a week and stuck living in poverty.
Do you think you're the only candidate in this Democratic primary that supports all of those issues that you just mentioned?
I've been to a few of these forums, and I haven't heard the type of full-throated support for those issues out of anybody that I present.
And once this primary is over, do you think the three others will unite behind the winner? And do you think the Democrats would be united going into November 2018?
I would hope so. It's my intent, if I fall short on March 20th, to get behind whoever is the Democrat running against Rodney Davis.